We'll now proceed by having public testimony on 1110.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tom Hinnies, Representative Tom Hinnies again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the third year in a row that I've carried this bill. I thought I'd tell you that right up front. The first year it passed both houses and it was vetoed by the governor because I had insisted on a couple of changes in it and I had really screwed it up, frankly. So the governor vetoed it. Last year it went through and was passed almost unanimously by the House, and it was killed in the Senate Judiciary Committee because there were some members that thought this bill was too tough on kids. The example given was that if a cop arrests a child and takes him to the juvenile detention facility and finds a knife in his pocket, they're going to charge him with possession of contraband in jail. And of course that's not it, it's not the legal, but it was in some people's head and I couldn't get it out, frankly. So after it was all done, I went and talked to the senator that had killed this, and that person has decided that this year they would not argue against it because they realize it's only cleaning up the language in the state law anyway and doesn't really affect kids that way. So what this bill does is make the law that prohibits contraband in state prisons and in county jails applicable to juvenile detention facilities also. It's all in the world it does. It prohibits drugs and weapons and alcohol and acts against those who are both incarcerated and those who would come on the grounds and try to get that stuff to a person who's incarcerated. And it's very clear. So the only thing I would ask you is to remember very seriously that this bill only adds juvenile detention facilities to what is already required in every other detention facility for adults. The counties who run these facilities need this protection. So I would ask you to pass this bill out. Thank you.
Any questions of the witness? If not, is there further proponents of House Bill 1110?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I appreciate the opportunity to appear at the Tom Hinnies Show today. Joking aside, Dick Thiessen, on behalf of the South Dakota Sheriffs Association, sheriffs are also left with the responsibility of running jail facilities and juvenile correctional facilities or detention facilities. We support this legislation. We hope that this year Representative Hinnies can get it done. So we hope you will support it here.
Any questions of the witness? If not, is there further proponents of House Bill 1110? Further proponents. Is there any opponents of House Bill 1110? Any opponents? If not, we'll close the committee to public testimony for committee discussion and or action. Representative Nuktergal.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment here that maybe if these guards are letting this contraband in, maybe we ought to take their driver's license, kind of like what we do for clerks at convenience stores when they sell booze. Thank you.
Your point has been established. Is there anybody who wants to make another motion? Representative Jensen. Due pass made by Representative Jensen, seconded by Representative Bartling.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gillespie.
May I make a comment on the motion?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the members of the committee would refer to the second page, line 2, and I'm certain that Representative Hinnies will have a comment here. Possession of a weapon, the definition, as I read it under that statute, is dangerous weapon or deadly weapon, any firearm, knife, or device, instrument, material, or substance, whether animate or inanimate, which is calculated or designed to inflict death or serious bodily harm, or by the manner in which it is used is likely to inflict death or serious bodily harm. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, Mr. Hinnies, the conversation that you had with the representative who had some concerns about that weapon and why that definition wouldn't apply to a buck knife that a kid had in his pocket for hunting purposes or something of that nature.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative, you may answer the question.
Obviously, if a person is arrested with that inside of a detention facility, or if a suspect is bringing that and trying to slip it through the fence to somebody inside of a facility, you would have a felony and you would have a weapon. But if you arrest someone and take them to a detention facility and you're booking them, and in the process of booking them, you remove from their pockets a knife, that obviously is not contraband in a detention facility. It would become if it was in there surreptitiously. But if you just arrest them and take them in, that is not contraband, and not the intent nor the operation of this law.
Any further questions on the do pass motion? If not, Secretary, call the roll.
Bartley.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Haynes.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Madsen.
Aye.
McCauley.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Nachtigall.
Aye.
Siebert.
Aye.
Belandra.
Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
Brown?
Aye. The do pass motion passed on a vote of 13 yeas, no nays. Where are we at?
Make a motion that this be placed on the consent calendar.
Representative Noah moves that it be placed on the consent calendar. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by McCauley. Any discussion on the consent motion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The consent is not allowed since we have one nay vote.